Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Glass, and I greet you in that name which is above every name, the glorious, majestic, and exalted name of Jesus Christ. And before I continue on with my teaching about the person of the Holy Spirit, I really feel stirred in my spirit to pray for those you've had a really rugged day, and the enemy's really come against you. And I just want to support you and surround you in prayer right now. If that's you, if you need the strength of the Lord, the encouragement of God, join your heart, your faith with me right now. Father, in the name of Jesus, I am grateful. We are grateful. We can come boldly before the throne of grace. And Father, I thank you. The enemy continually wants to bring crisis and trauma and disruption into the lives and the circumstances of your beloved. But Father, I thank you that we can call out to you in the time of trouble, and you are a very present help. Father, right now I take authority over every work of darkness, over every bit of oppression, over hindering spirits, over the work of the enemy that has come in like a flood against some of your beloved. And Lord, it is written that when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will lift a standard. And I thank you now, Lord, that standard is being lifted. I loose the protection of God, the wisdom of God. Father, I ask you to diffuse those emotions. Lord, there's someone that's been really angry and they just can't let go. It's hard for them to even forgive what occurred today. But Father, in Jesus' name, I speak peace to that storm. And I ask, Lord, you to minister and give them the grace that's needed, the ability to forgive, and the wisdom to wait on you to know how to proceed. In the mighty name of Jesus, I thank you for it. For the Spirit of the Lord would say, beloved, the winds of change are blowing. There's peace and joy breaking loose in some areas, but in others there's impending war and sorrow. Man continues to try and bring peace to the world through his efforts, but I alone am the peacemaker who tears down walls between men and nations. Even as I watch over you, there are wonderful things that I desire to do in your life. I have only begun to move, beloved. Many of my people have said, we've prayed for God, but we can't find Him. Where is He? We've asked for rain, but where is the outpouring? We've asked for joy, but where is the joy we seek? Beloved, I have heard your cries, and I am moving, but I'm not moving according to the will of man. I'm not moving to please flesh. I'm moving to touch lives with my grace and love so that all will be transformed. I come to those who are ready to receive, not in high-mindedness, but in humility. Beloved, the enemy has thought he's had you cornered. He's tried to make you afraid to step out in faith. He's tried to put haunting questions in your mind to rob you of my promised prosperity and victory. But don't listen to the father of lies. Listen only to your God. I'm ready to open an effectual door to my people in this hour. I'm ready to cause you to go forth so that you can show my praise and touch the hearts of others with whom I'd bring into contact with you. My beloved, you know I've heard the cry of your heart, and I tell to you and speak to you this day, stir yourself, turn your faith loose, for I'm pouring out my spirit to you. The battle, I know, has been very heavy for some of my choicest vessels, but take heart and rejoice, for I'm bringing forth new revelation, joy, and peace, and strength, says the Lord. It is open to you, beloved. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Holy Spirit. I thank the Lord for the moving of the Spirit of God and for the words of prophecy that are, according to Scripture, written for our exhortation, edification, and comfort. Praise God. Well, I want to continue on in sharing about the person of the Holy Spirit, and we want to look at the fact that he's very much a real person, the reality of the Holy Spirit. First of all, the most important thing is that he is God. He holds a very important place in the Godhead. By definition, he's one of the three modes of being of the Trinitarian Godhead. Hear what Hebrews 9 and 14 says. There the writer says, "How much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without spot to God, purge your conscience from dead works to serve the living God?" Beloved, he is the same in essence, in nature, as the Father and Son, and he's placed on the very same level as the Father and Son. These three are one. In Matthew, the 28th chapter, verse 9, there's the biblical formula for baptism, and there these are the words of Jesus. He says, "Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost." And then in 2 Corinthians, the 13th chapter, verse 14, there's what one could call an apostolic benediction, where Paul declares and blesses that group of people, that church, by saying, "The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Ghost be with you all." Amen and amen. So he holds a very important place in the Godhead as equal. He's intimately involved in creation. In Genesis, the first chapter, verse 2, the scriptures tell us the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God, that's the Holy Spirit, moved upon the waters. And then there's a passage in Job that I'd like to share with you. Job, the 33rd chapter, verse 4, this is the word of the Lord, which declares, "The Spirit of God hath made me, and the breath of the Almighty hath given me life." So God was not only, the Holy Spirit was involved in actual creation of the physical world, but he lovingly forms man at creation. And the wonder of God's Holy Spirit fills us with awe when we consider his staggering intelligence and creativity. In Psalm 104, verse 30, and this refers to the multitude of living things, the scriptures say, "Thou sendest forth thy Spirit, they are created." Beloved, look at the thousands of hues and the tens of thousands of different shaped flowers for an idea of his scope of thought and ability. Look at the sparkling, numberless stars in the dark canopy of heaven's night, and you'll behold something that God's Spirit had a part in designing. Look at the animal world, and look at the many different kinds of creatures, those that live upon the earth, those that swim in the sea, the insects, the birds that fly in the air. It's amazing the incredible imagination and creativity that was involved. Look at the zebra. He kind of looks like a horse, but can you imagine stripes? And look at the long-legged flamingo. Really now, did he have to be created in that beautiful pink peach color? God just, sometimes as you look at his creation, he has a sense of humor too, I think. So, beloved, he's just, when you look at the natural world, how can we just look around us and say, is there not a God? Well, Romans says the natural man has no excuse, because all he has to do is open his eyes and look around him. And also we understand, as we're speaking now about the Holy Spirit, that he inspired the Word of God. The Holy Spirit was very involved in writing the wonderful story of God's redemption, that he selected every thought and word in all the books of the Bible. He was keenly familiar with each event and worked out God's purposes in the recording and carrying out of the very details of the Bible. The Holy Spirit was ever active in this inspired recording of God's word, as well as bringing about each of God's purposes which are recorded. 2 Peter 1:21 says, "But holy men of God spoke as they were moved by the Holy Spirit." And we know whether they spoke those those words or wrote those words down as they were transmitted faithfully from generation to generation, we know that those are the very inspired words of God, which we can learn from. His graciousness did that for us. Now, I'm not going to take the time to turn to these passages, but I'm just going to share some scripture references with you that highlight the beauty and the preciousness of God's Holy Spirit to us. And as I said, I won't read turn to the verses, but I will give you the reference. The Holy Spirit is the Spirit of adoption, causing us to cry out in joy, Abba, Father, or Daddy. Daddy, Father. That's Romans 8 and 15. And then Isaiah tells us he is the Spirit who gives wisdom and understanding, counsel and might and knowledge and reverence for God. Those are the seven spirits of God. That's Isaiah 11 and 2. Romans 1 and 4 declares he is the Spirit of holiness and new life. And further on in Romans, in the 8th chapter, the 2nd verse, the word declares, He is the Spirit who places within believers the law of life and frees them, praise God, from the law of sin and death. In John, the 14th chapter, verse 17, Jesus is telling us that the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of truth, and that He will dwell with us and in us. We are the home of this heavenly dove. And then in Hebrews 9 and 14, the scripture tells us He's the eternal Spirit who applies Calvary's sacrifice to our lives. And in that next chapter of Hebrews 10, verse 29, the scriptures tell us He's the Spirit of grace, which is undeserved favor offered in love. Praise God. Well, my time has flown, and I must bring this broadcast to a close. We're going to continue on tomorrow teaching on the reality of the Holy Spirit as a person. I hope you can be with us. If at any time you miss a broadcast or would like to rehear one, just go to www.unveilchrist.org, click on the podcast, and you can listen at your convenience. The announcer in just a few moments is going to give our contact information. I so look forward to hearing from you. Please do share your prayer requests. If you're being blessed by the broadcast, yes, let me know. It's always great to hear from my partners and new members of my radio family. Until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code, or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless.